Yeah, it is all over here, Archie, in Glendies, and it's finished 4-16 to 6 points. A 22-point drubbing dished out by Niamh Connell here to what was a very sorry Dunlow effort over the hour. At halftime, it was 3-5 to 4 points, a 10-point gap at that stage, with Kevin McGettigan, Leo McCloon and Kieran Goller all raising green flags in that first half. And, of course, the excellent Kieran Thompson, who kicked all but one of those 5 points in a dominant opening 30 minutes. Right after the break, the standoff Dunlow defence again allowed Thompson to kick his 5th point of the game as Glendies jumped to 3-6. Anthony Thompson, director of traffic at number 6, came up from centre half back to make it 3-7. Adam Neely, the substitute, finally got Dunlow off the mark on 35 minutes, but Kevin McGettigan and Kieran Thompson again moved Niamh Connell out to 3-9, a 13-point game at that stage on the 40-minute mark. And as we said, the Dunlow rear guard completely all over the place over the hour allowed Anthony Thompson to gallop through from centre half back to nail a 4th goal for Niamh Connell to leave it 4-9 to 5 points. Alton Doherty rattled the post as Glendies continued to hunt for goals. Kieran Thompson, with a ridiculous swing, almost 50 metres, Oisin, cleared the crossbar for his 7th point of the game. And I suppose the strength and depth that they were able to introduce from the bench as well. John O'Malley, the substitute, moved Glendies to 4-11 and 48 minutes. Dermot Roy, again hunting another goal, hit the crossbar. But with Ryan Green at the other end, just a 2nd point of the second half for Dunlow. It was 4-11 to 6 points, an 18-point game at that stage. And down the home stretch, Ethan O'Donnell, Eunan Doherty, a brace from another substitute, another experienced substitute in Seamus Corcoran, finished off the scoring for Glendies as they ended the game with a massive 4-16. Very impressive stuff here from Niamh Connell this afternoon. And from the high vantage point here at the clubhouse, you can see they're a very well-coached and a very experienced team that's going to have a big say in this championship, watching.